Joining me for Our Town now are a few of the actors in Tarzan and the director.
Yes,
is that right? Melanie, you're the director. And we also have Elizabeth Norton and Cameron Utz. And welcome. It's the show starts, what, next week, next Friday?
Yes, we open on April 13th, and we have four public performances, April 13th at 7 p.m., April 14th at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m., and April 15th at 2 p.m.
So we've got, I guess we've got Tarzan and Jane here. Is
yes.
That, mm-hmm. I guess. Now, did you do this hair just for this, or is this always the way your hair looks?
Well, I mean, I like my hair like this, but it does work for the part, even though I'll probably have a wig. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have a wig anyway?
Yeah, it's long, but it's not long enough, I think. Yeah.
Yeah, I guess they didn't really have any way to cut it, you know, when he was in the jungle.
Yeah.
They? Yeah. So tell me, why do you like this part?
Well, for many years I've been acting, and for most of the parts that I have gotten, whether it be with Crow or with other companies, I've mostly gotten comedic roles, like roles that allowed me to make people laugh and be silly and whatnot. And those were fun, definitely. But I feel like Tarzan is my first truly serious role, like with some comedic relief, obviously. But it's like a really like a breath of fresh air for me, and a really great chance to stretch my acting muscles, you could say.
Well, that's kind of good, because you know, when I was doing acting in high school, I had a chance at a role that I had to wear tights and not a shirt, and I said, no, there ain't no way I'm doing that. So you're a brave guy.
He wears a lot less than that.
Yeah. Yeah,
like a little loincloth.
Mm-hmm.
So Elizabeth, as Jane, how do you enter into the story with this? Is it the typical Tarzan story?
Well, not really. It's a little changed. Jane enters with like a song, and then after that she meets Tarzan. So it's kind of
a little musical. I didn't realize this is a musical then.
It is a musical. So I can speak a little bit about the history of the show. So Tarzan of the Apes was originally written in 1912 by Edgar Rice Burroughs, and it kind of debuted in this little paper magazine called All Story Magazine. And it was immediately popular. So you can imagine, you know, how many generations of people have been exposed to this story.
Right.
And there are several spinoffs that have taken place, many blockbuster movies. And then Disney made their animated movie musical extravaganza in 1999. And it was really kind of underrated because it came out after Little Mermaid and after Beauty and the Beast. And a lot of people didn't see it, myself included. So the Broadway musical came out in 2006. And it has the same score written by Phil Collins. And the book for the musical is by David Henry Hwang. And it was phenomenal. It is a really wonderful example of Broadway at its finest. It's got singing, dancing, you know, flying through the air. The costumes are inventive, and it's just really a fantastic show.
Now, as a live action thing, what kind of difficulties has this been for getting sets and everything?
Oh, it's
especially
huge.
With flying through the air.
Yeah, you heard that. So this is a huge production for Crow, probably our biggest musical that we've ever attempted, and I have pulled in some outside resources for this production. I'm really excited about Revelers Aerial Works, and they are located in Springfield, and they are professional silks aerialists that are going to come and perform as part of the production and also teach some workshops while they're here to the kids.
Are they going to be disguised as chimpanzees?
They'll be gorillas in one of the scenes, and then I think they're going to be African tree frogs and climb up those vines.
Oh, cool.
And they're going to be doing, extensive drop falls and upside down splits and all kinds of things. So it's going to be kind of an extravaganza for the eyes, you know?
It's very theatrical then, not just in dramatic. In
other Correct.
Words, it wouldn't be just like if you were watching Johnny Weissmuller and Tarzan swinging
right.
through the trees. It's going to add a little bit. Of course, with the music, I guess that would play
right.
very well.
So Phil Collins is a rock composer traditionally. So the score is, you heard of him? Yeah. So the score is just really wonderful. The music in this show is going to, you know, inspire goosebumps on every audience member. And then what Cameron was speaking to earlier is the fact that the story is so poignant. Tarzan and Jane have a really unique connection because it's love at first sight. and it's unusual. She's never met a wild man of the jungle, and he's certainly never seen anything but gorillas and other animals. So these two actors are just blowing my mind, and we still have, you know, a little more rehearsal to go, and they're fantastic already.
Now, Cameron, one of the things that you won't get to do in this production is probably swim, right? There's no swimming in this. Which was unfortunate, because that's, you know, a big part of my growing up watching Tarzan with Johnny Weissmuller and a few of the other Olympic swimmers that were involved in that, you know. So you have to, I guess you have to make it on your singing then? Is that?
Yeah.
Is that,
singing, acting, occasional swinging, maybe.
You're going to hope to get that in there, right?
We've been working with the Silks instructor, and Tarzan's going to swing on a vine. Mm-hmm. One way or another, right, Cam?
All right. Yeah.
You know, you kind of look like a tall version of Pauly Shore. I hope that's not too offensive. I think he's cool, man. I always liked his
stuff. That's a new one, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Elizabeth, you get to sing. You get to sing, Cameron.
Yeah.
Do you guys get to do a duet together?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's gorgeous.
I don't suppose we can, you know, we probably can't do a little sample of it here, can we?
Well, a cappella is a little bit hard.
But
I think Jane could probably do a little bit of her English accent that she has perfected.
All right, let's hear a little bit of the English accent then.
My character is Jane Porter, and she's very inquisitive.
Mm-hmm.
Very
inquisitive.
Now, Cameron, do you have to do? Obviously, you know, you're not real skilled in English.
No.
Growing up with monkeys. So what is your dialogue like?
It's like a lot of it in the beginning is mimicking what Jane and the other humans say, but eventually I come into my own language. And you know, when I'm speaking with the apes, I speak normal, just American accent, whatever. But like when I'm speaking to the humans, it's more like, "Go with Jane to England." Yes. So it's that kind of,
right?
That kind of.
So it just gives the impression that when you're speaking just regular to the chimpanzees and the gorillas, that you just know. That's sort of like you see in a movie where it's like, instead of subtitles, it's just we know that they're talking.
It's,
and communicating.
It's the magic of like theater and of saying fiction, because when the humans are around and I'm talking to my fellow apes, I speak like. Like, that's my own ape language. Mm-hmm. But when it's just me and the apes, it's pretty much translated to English, you could say.
Right, right.
So it just sounds normal.
Right. So in other words, when she's present and other people are present and you're there, then it's the ooh, ooh, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, but when they're not there,
then
it's just straight English.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, that's pretty cool.
But during the course of the story, Jane educates Tarzan quite a bit about the ways of the human world. So she's doing a great job with that. There are some other fun characters. There's Turk, who is portrayed by William Owens, one of our Crow kids who's been with us from the very beginning. And he's kind of like the comic sidekick. And then there's Porter, who is Jane's father, and he's portrayed by Owen Harkleroad. And he's, you know, proper English gentleman, scientist on expedition collecting specimens. And so it's a lot of fun. There's about 65 kids in this cast.
Wow.
Wow is right. This is our biggest cast ever. We have 16 telegrammers this year, which are our tiny little guys who range in age from 4 to 6 or 7 years old. And then we have our huge main stage cast, and they sing, they dance, they hang upside down, they do all kinds of great stuff.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to this, because I really want to go and see this, because it sounds like it's going to be an excellent production. I'm trying to think of what else I can get from you guys to encourage people to come out and see this. Obviously, you got music, you got swinging, you got good acting. Sets are going to be probably enormous and great.
Yes, they are. We're going to, if all goes well, we're going to have a river that is integrated into the set, as well as a giant tree that is being created by our scenic artist, Karen Michek. And my wonderful husband, Chris Hurd, gets dragged in every single year against his will to build the sets. And then he finds that he's having a great time once he gets into it, but he's kind of grumpy in the very beginning, I'll be honest. And we've got, you know, Crow has such a phenomenal production team. We have four ladies working on costumes this year, and the costumes are quite extensive and imaginative, like I mentioned. We have, of course, I can't go without mentioning my assistant director, Genevieve Meltzer. She's my right arm and is just an integral part of Crow. So, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a ton of people, but there are so many wonderful hardworking volunteers that make this kind of production possible.
All right, then give me the dates again. When is this going to be happening?
Okay, so Tarzan is April 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Florence Event Center. And you can get tickets at crowkids.com, or you can call the event center, which is 997-1994.
So just 3 days.
3 days. But I do have a little exciting announcement.
What's that?
Next year, and I'm not telling you what musical it is because we haven't released the name, but we're going to 2 weekends next year.
Wow.
So I know, that's really exciting.
Well, I would love to see this for 2 weekends.
I know. It's the Florence Event Center. There's
so, booked, yeah.
So many awesome things happening in this community that it's hard to get those dates set in stone. But we're excited. Yeah. Next year, we're expanding.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, congratulations to all you guys, and good luck. Break a leg, as they say.
Yeah.
And for those who want to, I was going to say, the show must go on, but, that's only for people who don't want to do it. You guys want to do it. So this is
we
great.
Do. We're really excited and really, really grateful. I want to just say, the Florence community has gotten behind Crow from the very beginning, since we were founded in 2011. And we have pushed the limits every year. I don't get told no very well, or I should say I don't accept it when people tell me no. So every show that we've produced, from Beauty and the Beast, The Little Mermaid, The Addams Family last year, everything has gotten bigger and bigger. And it's a blessing to be able to keep raising the bar and to keep pushing yourself and to work with such talented kids and such talented volunteers, in such a small town. Florence has a lot to offer.
Tarzan's coming up April 13th through the 15th. And as Jane, Elizabeth Norton, and as Tarzan, Cameron Utz, directed by Melanie Hurd. Thank you all for being here today.
Thank you. We're honored to have been here today.
Coming up next on Our Town, Bruce Yelley would like to change the Death with Dignity law. We'll speak to him in length about that next on Our Town.